Trump executive order decreases number of childhood vaccine recommendations, giving parents choices. By Olivia Rondo on August 10, 2026. An executive order to decrease the number of immunizations recommended for children by federal agencies to maximize parental choice over childhood vaccines was signed Monday by President Donald Trump, who drew a link between vaccines and the increase in autism diagnoses. With Trump's latest order, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC immunization schedule will recommend that children receive vaccines to protect against 11 diseases, down from the 18 diseases recommended by the agency in 2024. From now on, the CDC will recognize the gold standard childhood vaccine recommendations, which were put in place with recommendations from health professionals. Immunizations for hepatitis, COVID-19, and influenza are among the shots that will no longer be recommended for all children, but will still be available if parents opt in. The MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine will now also be given out in three separate vaccinations at three separate doctor's visits, as opposed to all at once. Together there could be a possibility that they are quite lethal, and separately, it looks like they are not at all lethal. Just very effective, Trump told reporters in the Oval Office of splitting up the MMR shots. This updated recommendation vitally aligns the United States with other advanced and developed nations around the world. More importantly, it aligns us with common sense and knowledge. The president explained, before addressing the theory that today's higher rates of autism may be connected to certain childhood vaccines. According to Trump, the number of autism cases did not exist in generations prior, and there is a reason for such an epidemic of cases in 2026. We're going to bring it back much closer to where it was, he said, referring to the number of diagnoses. While we do not know what the cause is with respect to autism, it is essential to our research efforts that we have the very best vaccine recommendations in the entire world. States that enact school vaccine requirements are advised to consider the gold standard childhood vaccine recommendations and consider updating their laws to reflect the recommendations, a White House fact sheet states. All federal agencies are advised to advance the gold standard childhood vaccine recommendations based on their relevant authorities to ensure Americans have the best scientific information. A scientific assessment that came before the order found that the United States currently recommends more childhood vaccines than any peer nation, more than twice as many doses as some European nations. The assessment also found that most peer nations maintain high childhood vaccination rates through public trust and education, rather than mandates. During the signing, Trump gave credit to medical professionals including Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., National Institutes of Health, NIH, Director Jay Bhattacharya, and Heidi Overton, a medical doctor who serves as the Deputy Assistant to the President for Domestic Policy. He also thanked Jamie Franklin, a Mahamam and political commentator known for founding The Conservator. The order also directs the HHS Secretary to present plans to the President to improve vaccine research and options for American parents, including continuous evaluation of the risk and benefit profiles of all childhood vaccines based on U.S. and international data. Monday's announcement and signing marks a major victory for parents' rights, religious and constitutional rights, and for the gold standard in science, Trump noted. When questioned on why the establishment media seems to be against even asking questions about vaccines by Breitbart News's Nick Gilbertson, the president blamed big pharma companies. It's amazing, it could be the medical groups, the pharmaceutical groups, I don't know. But it is amazing. There's nothing that we lose with this, Trump told Gilbertson. The worst thing that would happen would be nothing happens. We're not going to lose anything. At the same time, we could gain tremendously. We could save hundreds of thousands of lives, millions of lives, the president continued. And I wish we could have done that a long time ago, he added, noting that the process had been held up by a Massachusetts court. I believed in this for a long time, so now we're getting it done. And I think you're going to see tremendous, potentially tremendous results. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.